Good morning, and welcome to the KRFY Morning Show. This is Julie Calamine, your morning show host, and I'm joined today by Jennifer Jensen. She is the University of Idaho Extension Educator here in Bonner County. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
It's great to see you. Oh, I should just, full disclosure, let the listeners know that I'm seeing her via Zoom. We are pre-recording this a few days in advance of Tuesday. So we're a few days ahead, but I don't think it'll make a difference, Jennifer. Jennifer, why don't you take a moment for the listeners who have not heard you on our program before and let them know how you came to be here working for the Extension Agency in Bonner County, how you came to Sandpoint in the first place.
Okay. Yes, I'm the Extension Educator here at the University of Idaho Extension Office for Bonner County. And I've worked in this office since about 2014 as the Horticulture and Small Farm Extension Educator. And prior to that, I actually started working in Extension in about 2008 and started off working in Boundary County for a few years prior to coming down to Bonner County. Initially had come up to Bonner County in 2006 after graduating from the University of Idaho, and have loved the area this whole time.
And you got to get up here. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to work for the university. And you are technically a university professor, correct? You're an instructor, a professor.
I am considered faculty, yes,
yes.
For the University of Idaho.
That's right. But I would guess you deal with more adults than college kids.
I do, yes. We provide more adult education as well as some youth programming through our office, but we are not teaching college courses through our office, more just general education programs for all the residents here in the county.
Yes, really a benefit for the county. Our topic today is going to be the Master Naturalist Program. No, it's going to be the Master Gardeners Program. And we'll get to that shortly. But before we get there, we'd just like to ask you about the various ways one can be educated through Extension up here in Bonner County. There are a number of categories.
Right. So I offer primarily horticulture and small farm programs. So we have our Master Gardener program, but we also have just general gardening courses open to anyone interested in those throughout the year. And then we also have some small farm programs. Many are geared towards those just beginning a small farm. And a number of those programs fall under our statewide Cultivating Success program. And so that's a program that was started by the University of Idaho, as well as in partnership with Washington State University, to provide small acreage, agriculture programs. So we have in-person programs, but you can also go to the Cultivating Success website and see all the other options that are available
yes.
through that.
Is that a growing program? No pun intended. I would think that would be a very popular program.
Yes, those programs do seem to be very popular, whether you're starting a small agricultural business or just looking to start up your own, small family farm for yourself, a small homestead type operation. There's a lot of good information that you can glean from those courses. And we have a lot of webinars that you can either attend in person, or the recorded webinars are on the website that you can view. And so you can browse through there for a lot of good information.
Yeah, lots of ways to learn about gardening, and it really does appeal to a broad spectrum of gardeners here in the county and beyond. That's a great, great opportunity for people. We're going to get to the Master Gardeners program shortly, but I'd just like to ask you a bit about your favorite, sort of your favorite parts of working at Extension. Is it through the gardeners? Is it, tell me what's the great part about working at Extension here in the county?
Well, I do actually think that the Master Gardener program is probably my favorite. I just enjoy the whole course, but really the students and volunteers that go through that program are wonderful to work with. And so that would probably be my favorite part. I will say probably second to that, some of the gardening classes that we offer are just wonderful. We just finished offering several wreath making classes, which is always fun this time of year. And I really enjoy wreath making as well. So we do sort of a tree ID and wreath making course in December. And that's always a fun one as well.
That's a nice way to combine a bit of education with an actual craft product. And listeners, I should tell you that Jennifer's background today is not her office. It's a big old tree. And at first I thought it was a spruce tree, but she helped me understand and identify it as a really lovely Doug fir. It looks nice behind you, Jennifer. Well, we'll just go ahead and move on into the Master Gardener program. And let's just start out by you having you tell us, what is it? What's it all about? And who might be the typical person who would enroll in this course?
Okay. So the Master Gardener program was initially started to help train volunteers to help extension offices answer the numerous gardening questions that we receive throughout the growing season. There's certainly more that come into our office than I would be able to answer all by myself. And so this program was developed to train volunteers to be able to correctly answer some of those gardening questions. So that was sort of how it started. So we certainly get a lot of folks that are very interested in giving back to the community, as well as learning more about gardening for themselves. And so that is sort of our primary target audience with this program. We do have many students, however, that really are just hoping to increase their own gardening knowledge. They may not have time right now to do the volunteer work as well. And we appreciate that and understand that. So it's a mixed bag. And it's a great course, whether you're maybe more of an experienced gardener, but just looking to find more in-depth information, or if you're just starting out as well, maybe a beginning gardener or a beginning gardener to this climate. And it can be a great place to just learn more information, whatever level you're starting at. Sometimes folks are intimidated by that term master gardener. And really we're just improving whatever gardening knowledge that you might already have, just trying to build on that.
Yeah, that's great to know, because it is a bit of a daunting title, a master gardener. There's so much to know about gardening. And you may know this, Jennifer, and the listeners may also, but I moved here from Minnesota with a degree in landscape architecture. And I thought, oh, it'll be a no-brainer. I'm in a northern climate, another northern climate. And it is not a no-brainer. There's so much opportunity for learning, and microclimates are different. The climate itself is different here, very different. Yeah.
Yes, that's very true.
A lot, much to learn. Can we go back just for a moment to the volunteer component? You've mentioned that it isn't entirely necessary for folks to volunteer after finishing this education course, but it is something that you'd encourage and that you would that you're hopeful that folks will do for you, right?
That's true. Yes. And to become a certified Idaho Master Gardener volunteer, there is that classroom component that you're required to attend, as well as in our case, 30 hours of volunteer time that first year. It's more of just a hands-on time to learn more about how to answer plant questions, or maybe work in one of our demonstration gardens. And to give back. And then you to be a continuing certified volunteer, the requirement does go down considerably. So it's 7 hours of volunteer time, as well as 3 hours of some continuing education as well.
All right. Yes. 10 hours of help a year isn't very much. And then when you've become this person who is a certified volunteer as a master gardener, Is it a little like a triage situation? I would have to think that the person who's newly become a master gardener isn't going to know everything you know. Does it go up the line of command if they're not sure how to help out with the
Yes,
question?
when we have a new volunteer, we try to pair them with one of our continuing volunteers to start with. But yes, as they're looking through the questions, I'm here to guide them. If they have any questions or they're unsure about something, we all work together. And there are cases where I am continuing to learn new stuff myself as well when we get questions or problems in.
Yes, and new problems coming along with the changing climate, different insects and different, I would think, bugs, molds, all kinds of things are happening these days.
Yes, yes.
Yes, very much so. Well, let's launch into what happens when a person is signed up and they've decided to become a master gardener. And tell us, first of all, when does it begin and for how long and those sort of details.
Okay, our classes will start on January 23rd, and our classes are in person on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 9 to noon. We do offer a Zoom option for those folks that aren't able to attend, but it's really not meant to be a substitute. It's, if you really can't get to town or you're not feeling well, you could try to listen in through that. But we do encourage folks to attend in person. And we hold those classes at the University of Idaho Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center. And they will run through the end of March. After that, we will have a few monthly meetings that are not officially part of that training, but they will build on that training, and as well as a couple of field trips throughout the summer.
Oh, very nice. And listeners, if you haven't been to the U of I Ag Research Center, it's worth the price of admission, I would say, wouldn't you? It's a lovely building
Yes,
and a
it's a
great,
beautiful facility.
yes, a great place to have the opportunity to take some courses. I just love that.
Yes.
The whole facility is great. Jen,
And
oh, I was just
well,
going
I
to.
was just going to add that this year as well, we are offering our students the opportunity to access a self-paced online Master Gardener course. So some of the other counties have been working towards this the last couple of years, and there is now a online curriculum that you can do at your own pace. We'll have Zoom sessions in the evening for folks to just kind of check in and make sure that they're sort of on track with the modules, answer any questions that they might have. But this is the first time we're offering this, and so when you register for the class, you're kind of registering for everything, the online content as well as the in-person classes. So if you feel like you can attend most of the in-person classes but have to miss a few, you could review that information through the online modules. Or if that time period on Tuesday and Thursday mornings doesn't work for you, you could primarily do the online content, but maybe there are a few sessions you might be able to attend in person. So when you register, you get the option to do any of it.
That's very nice. And if you're living in a more remote location and it's winter in Sandpoint, it would be a great thing to be able to take advantage of. That's a nice
Yes.
offer. Jennifer, if someone's listening right now and is thinking, oh, I'd like to sign up as I'm listening, how do they do that?
Well, one of the easiest ways is to email myself or our county office. And my email is jenjensen@uidaho.edu or just bonner@uidaho.edu might be the best way, or calling our office. And that number is 208-263-8511. There is also some information on our website as well. If you go through the horticulture page and look down for the Idaho Master Gardener program, there's more information. We do have an application that we have folks fill out, and that application is online, or we can email that or put it in the mail to you, whatever works best.
Very good. And we'll mention this again at the end, but I thought I'd pop it in case someone's excited and revved up and wants to get signed up. Jennifer, let's talk about what sorts of classes a person enrolled might expect to experience. There's a big
Right.
list. Let's go through.
Yes. We try to cover a number of topics that you might consider as you're gardening, starting off with just some basic intro to horticulture, basic botany, and then kind of starting from the ground up. So learning about the soils, learning about the different properties, both physical, chemical, as well as the biological components of the soil, how that's going to affect your plants, what sort of fertilization you might need for your plants, and then propagating your plants, so starting seeds or taking cuttings or making divisions. And then learning to identify some of the pests, so our weeds, our insects, and disease pests. And then kind of covering the different types of plants that you might be growing. So we have a day on fruit trees, then another on small fruits, vegetable production, some on ornamental plants, and then also one day specifically geared towards organic gardening as well. So we try to cover a little bit of all of that, turf grass as well. And then we also have a session where we kind of go through, okay, so based on all this information you've learned over the course, how might you try to solve somebody's gardening problem when they bring in a question? And so we sort of have a little mock plant clinic. We call it the plant clinic when we have folks bring in questions to our office. And so we give those students time just to kind of work through some basic questions that have, in fact, come into the plant clinic in the past.
Yeah, oh boy, it's a lot of topics. I mean, I would think a day on any one of these would be a good start, but there would be much, much more. I mean, you can have a degree in most of these areas. So it's a sampler, and then you're sort of on your own to learn and learn and learn from your classmates, et cetera.
Yes, exactly. I think by volunteering in the plant clinic, you end up learning more, especially about some of those pest problems that we might have in the area. You can delve more into specific ways to control maybe those pests. But we also do allow the master gardeners, as they're continuing volunteers, to come back and sit in on some of these classes, because even though you could have a whole degree on entomology or plant diseases, we do cover quite a bit of information in just that 3-hour time period. And so many of our students do appreciate being able to come back the next year, sit in on some of those classes, get a little bit of a refresher, and maybe pick up some new points or tips that they didn't catch the first time around.
Yes, and have an opportunity to meet the New Year's group of master gardeners that they may see
yes.
around town or helping out and volunteering. Nice.
Yes.
What are some of the things the volunteers, after they've had this training, you mentioned some of the places that they help out with you. What other, are there other places they're able to make use of these skills?
Yes, we have other volunteer activities that they can participate in. So we will have a booth at the county fair. We've had booths at the farmers market. And then we also have offered different youth gardening programs. So we've worked with some of the after school programs to have gardening activities. And then we've also offered a junior master gardener program here at the Extension office over the summer months.
Oh, tell me a bit about that. That seems like a great way to encourage kids to think about horticulture or agricultural related education.
So it's a program that is a nationwide curriculum, and it really does cover a lot of different topics, that these similar topics that we have in the adult Master Gardener program, but really on a kid level or children's level, where they're kind of learning some of the basics. We also have the demonstration garden here at the extension office that they've utilized so that they can have a garden that they come and help maintain and then can harvest from that. So it's a fun educational program. It does, try to get those young gardeners thinking about both just the fun of gardening, but also the science behind it as well.
Yes, that must really be kind of interesting and fun for those kids. And is it, tell me how often they meet and how long of a summer activity is that for kids?
Well, we don't have our schedule planned out exactly for this new year, but what we've done in the past is had them come about every other week here to the extension office through the from July, or excuse me, June, July, some of August. We do generally get busy in August with our 4-H program, and then again in September to kind of wrap things up in the garden.
Yeah, very good. Well, what a nice introduction to the science and the fun of gardens for kids. I'm so happy that you're able to do that. Well, what else is great about the Master Gardener program? It seems like it's a great opportunity, sort of a win-win. You get the participant is able to learn and then they're able to give back and take it out into the community. But have I missed anything, or is that pretty much the great part of it?
I think that's the bulk of it, but I think there's something about being around other gardeners and getting to know other gardeners in the area that's just kind of fun. Those monthly meetings that we have throughout the summer, that's when all of our master gardeners have the opportunity to get together. We do have an educational component to those meetings, but then some of it too is just socializing with the other master gardeners, learning about what's working in their gardens, what isn't, that sort of thing. And that's a lot of fun as well.
Oh, absolutely. The social, with some of us think of gardening as a bit of a solitary pursuit, but not with these gardening groups. There's so much social and sharing, and it just helps everybody learn as they go and have a great time. So much appreciate that the U of I can do this and help gardeners get going and meet other people. Well, all right. So why don't you once again give us contact information for folks if they would want to become enrolled in the Master Gardener program?
Okay, so you can go to the University of Idaho Extension Bonner County website and look under the horticulture page for more information. You can email our office and the bonner@uidaho.edu is probably the best email. And then, or just give our office a call. That number is 208-263-8511.
All right, very good. Well, we've covered the topic of master gardeners, and that will happen starting in January. I hope listeners, some of you will be encouraged to go ahead and sign up for that. But there are other things that happen at an extension in the winter, right? You're working on some other things. Tell us about what else happens in the office in the cold, dark of winter.
Well, yes, we do have some other programs coming up that we are working on, and one of them that we'll be participating in is actually a town hall event that's being put together by the Natural Resource and Conservation Service, and it's an opportunity for folks interested in agriculture to learn more about the organizations that are around to help them, either the extension office able to provide educational information or the NRCS office. And so that's going to be January 11th at the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center.
Okay.
We also have a beef cattle care basics class. So if There's folks that are interested in learning more. Maybe they don't have beef cattle yet, but they're looking to have that either on their homestead or in their farm. We have two of our livestock extension educators coming up to teach that on February 2nd in the evening, again at the
Wow.
Sandpoint
Yes.
Organic Ag Center.
Will there be any beef invited? Will the cattle come, or is it just the people?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to be serving dinner at that. And at the request of the educators that are teaching that, we will be serving beef.
Oh, that's very good. So beef will be present, but
Yes.
not in a
Yes.
advantage of
Not live. Yeah.
That's very funny. So that course, that's a great course to offer for this area because there are a lot of folks with a maybe a, enough acreage to have some beef but haven't tried it, and that might really encourage some folks to try and grow some of their own food. Very
Yes.
nice, very nice. Does anything happen that would be similar for other animal production? Does that, do you ever do anything with chicken or other animals?
We have had poultry classes in the past. At this time, we don't have anything lined up for this winter yet, though.
Well, that's a great one for the beef cattle. And then what is 4-H doing all winter? Are they mainly a summer group or do they have things going on?
Well, we have our 4-H signups are going on right now, and the enrollment deadline in order to participate fully and receive full awards for the 4-H program is coming up in January, and that's going to be January 16th. So we're taking in a lot of enrollments. And some of the projects get started with their meetings earlier. Some will wait until later in the year. But yes, if you're interested in the 4-H program, call our office. We can give you some more information on what projects we have and which clubs are available.
Sure. And what age range of kids participate in 4-H?
So for the bulk of the projects, it's 8 through 18, still in high school, that age group. We do have our Cloverbud program, which is available for 5 to 7 year olds, and that's more of an introductory program to 4-H. It's non-competitive, but they get to learn about some of the different projects that are offered through 4-H, but with a curriculum that's geared towards that age group.
That's fun. And really, what is the goal of 4-H? Is it to get kids into farming? Is that sort of what you're hoping, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. The goal of 4-H is just to really help kids learn to be just good overall people, make the best better, as the motto says. So really gearing those kids towards whatever they're interested in. Certainly, we do have a lot of agricultural programs and livestock programs, but there's a number of other projects that are available too, from cooking or leather crafting. Depending on our leaders and our volunteers, we might have photography, or the shooting sports. Archery, for instance, is a popular project. So there's a wide variety of what you can learn through the 4-H program.
Helping kids learn how to learn and be responsible with animals, all that sort of thing. It's a it's just a good program for letting
Yes.
kids learn how to do things that are interesting. Very nice. Well, all right. So folks, if you have kids that might be in 4-H, that deadline is not far off, January 16th. It's good that we talked about it. And then what is forestry doing anything in the middle of winter? What are they up to?
Yes, we do have some forestry programs coming up. We have an extension educator specifically for forestry, Chris Schneff, and he's located down in the Kootenai County area, but he serves all the five northern counties, so comes up to Bonner County often to teach classes. And he'll be teaching a couple in February. He has a tree identification course that he'll be offering on February 8th, and then a landscaping for fire prevention course that will be on February 15th.
That's a good one. Boy, we could all use more information about careful landscaping for fireproofing.
Yes.
But I'm putting a little star by that one. I think I'll attend if I'm free. Very nice. Well, good going. Chris Schneff has been around a while, hasn't he? He's been with you
He
a long time.
sure has. I don't know the exact number of years, but many, many years he's been in extension.
A true resource. So if you're able, folks, that would both of those would be great courses to be able to attend. Well, wow, there so things are happening in winter at Extension. What anything else that we should know about?
Well, another course, it's not coming up until March, but March 13th we'll be offering an online course called Plan the Garden, Preserve the Harvest. So myself and then our extension educator in Boundary County, Amy Robertson, teach that class together. I cover the part on planning the garden. Which is always important, whether you're new or a longtime gardener. Any tips can be helpful. I will say that, it doesn't hurt to start planning your garden right now, actually, as well. But we talk about things that you'll consider when you plan out your garden for the year. And then Amy Robertson will talk about different ways that you might preserve that harvest. And that's always good to keep in mind. What are you going to do with the produce that you grow from your garden? Sometimes you can end up with a lot of zucchini, for instance, and how will you preserve that so that it doesn't go to waste?
Yes, the two really go together because when you're just planting row after row of something, one does need to think a little bit about what is going to be produced from that row of this or that. And I've experienced that too. And we all have friends. And as our other co-host, Julie Porchinski, can say, you can only open so many unlocked car doors at church on Sunday to give away your produce.
Yes.
The two have to go together. And to add to that, as you said, Jennifer, there is no too, it can never be too early to start thinking about the planning of one's garden. And as the seed catalogs start to come out, it gets rather exciting. Lots of fun, exciting plants to think about and planning, et cetera. So that
Yes.
can begin at any time as it can. All right. Well, how are we doing? Is that Would that be most of the events for your office over the winter, or do we have more?
I think that's about it. The other one, as I mentioned, that Cultivating Success program, they're offering some webinars starting in March. March 5th will be the first one for that. And similar to that town hall mention event that I mentioned, these Cultivating Success webinars will focus on different resources that small acreage farmers can access. So whether it might be the extension services or your NRCS office, that Natural Resource and Conservation Service, or it might be some of the other USDA offices that can help you, or maybe something through the Idaho State Department of Agriculture. So there'll be several different webinars coming up focusing on that. And then, like I mentioned too, when you go to the Cultivating Success website, you can listen to all the previous webinars that they've had the last several years. They're on there. And so you're welcome to take a look at whatever topics might be interested, because some of those have varied from maybe some more regulation type things that small farmers might need to know to just, how to raise poultry or how to grow vegetables. So take a
Yes.
look there.
Well, that is I think, a great way for us to end this conversation because we started talking about how winter is a time, a slower time and a time for learning, and started with the Master Gardener program and ending with Cultivating Success, another way for people to learn before the actual growing season happens. So it's a great time here in the quieter winter to begin learning more and be being prepared and being ready for a successful year out in the garden or on the farm. Yeah. All right. Well, with much appreciation, I'm going to thank you, Jennifer Jensen, who, as we know from the introduction, is the University of Idaho Extension Educator here in Bonner County, working for the University of Idaho and helping all of us in the area. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
All right.